Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. At Harvest, we are going through 40 days of prayer, so the next few podcasts relate to some aspect of prayer. Today, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber talks about ways our prayer lives can grow beyond just asking, asking, asking.
It's a little bit of a mystery when we think about prayer. Scripture tells us, ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open to you. And so clearly asking is an important part of prayer, no doubt. There's a lot of that. However, sometimes, I'm confessing my own bent here, sometimes prayer becomes just asking. And it's easy to think of prayer as only, oh, I need to go to God and ask for certain things. Again, while it's an important component of it, prayer is so much more. And we do want to talk about how to move prayer past that. I remember when I was really first starting to try to have some personal time with God was when I was a teenager. I was in high school. And I actually made a physical prayer list. And, you know, every night before going to bed, I'd look at that and I'd start praying the prayers on the list. And then sometimes it'd be like, okay, Lord, here's the list. But I was able to discover some really neat tools that helped move prayer past that. One of them is very, very simple, just a little acrostic. Many people have seen it, ACTS, A-C-T-S. Think of prayer as adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. So out of those four, the only one that relates to asking is supplication. Adoration is just really worshiping God, spending time with God. Worship, of course, is not only what we do when we gather corporately on a Sunday morning, for instance, but it's something we can do all the time, every day in our personal lives. And so one of the best ways to do that is to take truths about God and then meditate on them in your mind and then rehearse them to God. That's why I love the Psalms, I think. There are so many great expressions in the Psalms about who God is. And so for me, I'll often just repeatedly go through the Psalms in addition to whatever else I'm studying in Scripture. And as part of my time alone with God, I'll read those words. And then many of them are directly to God. But other places in Scripture and even some of the Psalms where there's a truth about God that's not necessarily directed to Him, then I can turn and say those things about God. So whereas one of the apostles might write, He is this and that and the other, well, I'll turn that and say, Lord, You are this and that and the other. I think it was in high school I was introduced to the 2959 plan. I'm holding it in my hands. Obviously, you can't see me. And I don't use this anymore, but this, I used it for so many years and through college and after college that it really, really shaped me. And what they did is they provided a lot of information about prayer. And I think it's even available electronically now, the 2959 plan. But every day there would be worship and they would lay out some sample worship prayers and taking many, many different scriptures and using them as an example. I would, you know, Monday would be certain things, Tuesday be certain things, Wednesday, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that really, really helped me to personalize it. And we do this at Harvest. So in our 40 days of prayer, we have a prayer guide, and there are worship helps. But like I'm looking here at the 2959, for instance, just looking at some ways that it reminds me of, oh yeah, here's a great way to pray. Take these psalms, take these verses, and make a prayer out of them. So, for instance, on Sunday, there's some scriptural confessions about the Lord Jesus Christ, and based out of Colossians 1, directing it to Him, You are the head of all things. Lord Jesus, you are the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. In you, all things were created in the heavens and on the earth. All things have been created through you and for you. And so, for instance, you might read a passage like that and, as I've done, personalize it and turn it to God. You are the Lamb of God. You are our Savior. You are the King of Kings. You are the Good Shepherd. And so many things. So as you're studying Scripture, if you don't have access to a specific tool that helps you do it, you can kind of create your own worship guide. Anything, any truths about God, write them down or put them in your phone or your tablet and allow them to lead you in prayer. And again, there are so many praises in the Psalms and other places. Isaiah, great, a lot of verses in Isaiah about how high God is. And then the names of God. So that's another way to really worship God. Yahweh Yireh, the Lord provides. Yahweh Rapha, the Lord heals. Yahweh Nissi, the Lord our banner. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is present. And so forth. All, you can take a name of God and what it means, and you can turn that as praise to God. So I think making prayer more than asking really, really starts with worship. It starts with finding these truths about God. And, you know, some of you might be thinking, well, is that going to be forced? Is that going to be ritualistic? In some church traditions, written prayers are pretty typical, but in many, they're not. And our church is not one that typically uses a lot of written prayers. But there's just something about it when you allow those, when you say, Lord, I want to make this personal to you. You take the words of Scripture and you turn them back to God. So I encourage you to do that. Also, I encourage you, like a resource like the Valley of Vision, Puritan Prayers. Some great prayers of worship in there, using our 40-day of prayer guide. But again, just the simple acronym ACTS, adoration, use some time for adoration. Build in some time for confession. Lord, where do I need to confess my sin to you today? And then thanksgiving, specifically focusing on, here's some things I want to thank you for, Lord. And I think if you'll use this little guide, ACTS, again, not as a straitjacket, but just bringing in these various features of prayer, you'll find prayer to be what God intended to be. Not just a way to get things, but a way to really commune with Him. And that's what He wants for us. And communing with God is such a great joy. We don't often pray on this podcast, but I'm going to pray as I close out our time. Lord, we are thankful that you allow us to commune with you in prayer. And I just ask you to help all who are listening and myself to worship in prayer and to confess our sins in prayer and to give you thanks in prayer, even as we also ask you for the things that we know only you can do. To you be the glory, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.